Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Edition, the spring sabbatical edition, the big fella, old boy, old T, Mark Gerald Tauscher, on assignment, as Homer likes to say. I think he's scheduled to return to the program on March 31st, and we are really, 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 really lucky that we have so many good. Not good. Great. Outstanding. I mean, we couldn't meet Rob Domofsky's price. But other than that, we've got some great Cousin Subs lined up. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Edition. The Steve the Homer True is going to talk a little bit of Marquette basketball at some point during this program. Because I want to do it. And he says it's my show and I get to do that sort of thing. So I'm excited for second-team All-American Cam Jones, along with second-team All-American John Tanjay, to be heading into the NCAA Tournament edition. And the scheduled to appear on the program today, Brian Bulaga, who I'm sure will be called the, what does he get called now, the doctor of football? There's the doctor, there's the professor, there's 7'2.5". I don't know what he calls Tim Van Voren, but Brian Bulaga at 9:30 and Rob Domofsky, the aforementioned Rob Domofsky at 10:30 edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 14:30 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, although not quite yet, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And Jesse, where is he? There he is. I couldn't see him with that camouflage hat on.
Been here the whole time.
From the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All Studios, at the Avenue in the 3rd Street Market Hall in Milwaukee, the home of ESPN Milwaukee and The Truth and 620 WTMJ. He's a Hall of Famer in his own right. 35 years behind the mic calling Marquette men's basketball. I love this guy. He drives me crazy once in a while, but I love this guy. It is Steve the Homer True. Homer, good morning. How
good morning.
Are you?
I am in no Hall of Fame.
So none at all?
Zero.
Oh, we got to change that. Who do I talk to in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame?
No. When I die, I will be in no Hall of Fames. So give you a heads up.
Nope. All right. I'm going to get on that. John Kerry,
you can do whatever you want.
To work on that.
You can't put somebody in the Hall of Fame who refuses to be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I think you can.
Sorry.
I mean, you could just.
I don't believe so.
No, I'm pretty sure you can. You just won't come to the ceremony. I'll have to do your acceptance speech.
Fine. Do whatever you want. I'm not.
Well, I don't want to do it after you're dead.
I know what Hall of Fame is, and it's very important to me. And the places and the groups, I have people that should be in before me, and I want them in. That's
all right. Well, give me that list.
Depends what we're talking about.
Okay.
Wisconsin broadcasters. Is Mark Belling in the Hall of Fame? Well, Mark Belling's not in the Hall of Fame. I don't want to be in any Hall of Fame that has broadcasters in Wisconsin.
We'll have
Bob
to
and Brian, are they in the Hall of Fame?
We'll take a field trip to go see who's in it. I don't know.
We've
who's
limited
in it.
That, so we're out of that. What's the next one?
Well, wait a minute. Just Mark? Do I have to go against the things I believe in and get him in the Hall of Fame first? Is that what you're
damn
telling me?
Damn well should. Yes, you bet.
Okay. Uncle Bill McCollum's in it from Beaver Dam.
No, that's fine. If there is anything in broadcasting in the state of Wisconsin honoring excellence and Belling's not in it, it's a fraud.
Okay. So who else do I have to get in besides him before I can get you in?
I would guess Bob and Brian.
Are Reitman and Miller in? Our friend Gene
Miller?
Yes,
Reitman and Miller are also, they should be in. They may be in. I don't know.
Okay. So Mark Belling, Bob and Brian, and Steve the Homer True, the next Wisconsin broadcasters.
I gave you the ones. Mark class. Belling, Bob and Brian, Reitman and Miller.
You just said David,
Dave and Carol. Dave and Carol. These are people that have had incredible ratings and that are the elite of the elite. Like, as I said, if it was like, okay, they're close, North Carolina getting into the tournament, that's one thing. You were talking about the greatest in the history of
they
the
belong.
State. And if they're not in it, then it's a fraud.
Right, but they're different. Like, they're different categories. This is like having the Pro Football Hall of Fame and Leroy Butler, who's a safety, gets in, and James Lofton, who's a
correct.
Wide receiver, gets
right.
in.
But we are when
Jerry
I mention these people,
Kramer, who's
yes,
a guard,
these people
in.
I'm mentioning are all quarterbacks. They're all the elite of the elite.
Tausch is a Packers Hall of Famer and not a Badgers Hall of Famer, and doesn't really make a lot of sense.
It's not they. We're not. Tausch is not at their level.
He barely
not even
did.
Close.
He didn't do a whole lot at Wisconsin, remember? I mean,
no, I mean even as a Packer. These people we're talking about in terms of radio are like Paul Hornung being in the Packer Hall of Fame, Bart Starr being in the Hall of Fame, Brett Favre being in the Hall of Fame, Aaron Rodgers being in the Packer Hall of Fame. You couldn't have. What if you had a Packer Hall of Fame and Bart Starr's not in it? You'd go fraud. Fraud. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, you and I differ on our opinion of you, but that sounds like a great class to go in with. Dave Luzak is one of my mentors. He has been fantastic to me. I love him. He just recently retired from WKLH, so I can't. He could not have been more supportive, and then he would promote our show constantly, which I appreciated. So
I don't really care if he's nice or not. I just care
I
about the impact
because that's
of
why
people
you want
watching.
Mark Belling in. Yes, I understand. So my point is that I have to put together now an entire class to get you in.
Yeah, these people have to be in.
You're going
to
refuse
before
the
I
honor.
Will correct because it's a fraud. I don't want to be
not,
a part of a Hall of Fame that's
yelling,
a fraud.
Could you stop yelling fraud because you're making my job harder?
I kind of like it.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'll stop doing it. It's your show. I'll never use the word fraud again.
Fraud. Yes, you just did.
Not legitimate.
Okay, so Mark Belling, Bob and Brian, Dave and Carol,
Reitman
and
Miller.
The Homer True.
Reitman
I thought they were in already.
I think they are, but I don't want to forget to have them in because they're at the same level.
All right, this is going to be much like we did our part. It was a very small part, but we were constantly. I wrote stories on ESPN.com, which obviously had a very large reach. We talked to him on our show every year. We tried to do our small part of getting Jerry Kramer into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'm not saying that he got in because of us by any stretch, but we tried to help.
And Clark Judge, I believe I feel like I deserve some credit for that too.
Great. But, see? There you go.
Yeah.
That's why you're a Hall of Famer. You just don't know it yet. And the GOAT on top of that. Well, this is the start that I was looking for. This is perfect. Yeah. So now I know what the task is. I didn't realize I was going to have to work to get so many people into the Hall of Fame in order to get you in there.
Some
but
may
I will
already
do it.
Be in.
Well, okay. So you don't even have you got no fat. What are you, Jesse? You got no actual information.
Oh, hey.
Well, Jesse and trivia.
I think I'm pretty comfortable about Belling. The other ones I just threw in, just have them checked as well. I didn't want to My point is, I understand and have a great appreciation for Hall of Fame. My standard is higher than others. And just because I'm me doesn't change my standard. I get no more benefit from my standard than anybody else.
No, but my point is that in the world of sports talk,
yes,
you are a Hall of Fame player.
Let me emphasize, one of my strong beliefs of Hall of Fame is length of years has nothing to do with
it. No. Stop. No. This is not a lifetime achievement award. Again, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, they have a coach, contributor, players. They have the seniors committee, which just sounds like a good role for you. Like, there's different ways that people get into the Hall of Fame. So whether Mark Belling is in it or not is not germane to whether you are deserving. Those are completely unrelated.
They aren't.
All right. John Kerry, the bat signal is out. I know you love the 3 hours that Homer and I get to spend together when he's our cousin sub of the day. So now he has been recognized for his 35 years of service behind
Correct.
The mic calling
yep.
Marquette men's basketball. Now the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame is up next. That's our goal. All right. Now, I do want to talk some Marquette basketball with you because you know I love
sure.
college basketball.
Yep.
I'm happy for Cam Jones. You know I love Shaka Smart, even though I've never actually talked to him since he got to Marquette. I am curious, though, about the news of the day, which I don't love talking about. I'd rather talk about your Hall of Fame credentials. But Aaron Rodgers out of the mix in Minnesota. The dream is dead for me.
Whoa. I don't believe that's accurate.
What do you mean?
I believe they said for now. It would appear to me that it's possible they're not dealing with it now, that if Aaron Rodgers doesn't hook up with another team, that in the future they didn't rule out Aaron Rodgers possibly being a part of it. Did I get the version of it correct?
So Kevin Seifert, who covers the Vikings for ESPN.com, tweeted this earlier today, and I want to make sure you're right, it's fair. J.J. McCarthy remains atop the Vikings QB depth chart as the team rejects trade offers and moves past its discussions about Aaron Rodgers. They still need to acquire a veteran to be McCarthy's wingman, but that's where they are. Further down in his Twitter feed, I am told the Vikings are not pursuing Aaron Rodgers
right.
and don't consider him an option as they move into the next phase of the offseason, leaving J.J. McCarthy atop the QB depth chart. Again,
right.
Rodgers Vikings was never likely, but it has been discussed.
If he is willing to be the backup, as the way it's presented, I think in the future he could still end up with the Vikings. But they've made it clear, we're not getting involved in this fiddling and diddling, and now this is no issue of what they have made it clear, I'll be the Vikings. We want to make it clear that whatever Aaron Rodgers decides, this process is not in delay because of the interest of the Vikings. We have no interest in him now. Whatever the hell Aaron Rodgers decides to do, that's fine. He can wait as long as he wants. We don't care, but don't anybody believe that we have any aspect that is producing a delay in Aaron Rodgers because we have no interest in him right now.
So I would just say this. If you're the Vikings, you obviously don't want to 100%. So someone that I'm familiar with who loves to use 100% and 0% should understand this.
That'd be
me. That'd be you. If J.J. McCarthy trips over his dog on a walk and re-tears his meniscus in his knee, which I almost did this morning, walking Stella and Sadie, if that happens, you don't think they're going to call Aaron Rodgers then? Of course they are.
Yes.
Right?
And if he's willing to be the backup for the Vikings,
no.
they will take him. You don't think so?
No, I don't.
Right,
I think that's...
I disagree with you on that.
Okay. I think now he's going to end up in Pittsburgh because he doesn't want to be a backup. He doesn't think he should be a backup.
And quite frankly,
I don't. If I am a GM, I don't want him as my backup to my young quarterback because all that does is stokes the fire. And I understand you can't worry what the fans think.
That's correct.
It's also what people in the locker room think. If your young quarterback struggles, you're going to have guys in your locker room and certainly fans calling for the four-time NFL MVP to take over.
And you need to have a good head coach who's in charge of that.
They do have a good head coach who is in charge.
They wouldn't worry about it at all then.
I don't think you can control behavior of independent contractors in your locker room. If J.J. McCarthy struggles and they stick by him, doesn't matter how dedicated they are to Kevin O'Connell, there's going to be murmurs and whispers. Why don't we just play Rodgers? He's not ready. So, again, for now, but probably for good, the Vikings out on Aaron Rodgers. Now, this is not an Aaron Rodgers show. He is not a Packer. But this does affect the Green Bay Packers. And as Homer always likes to say, everything is important only as it relates to the Green Bay Packers. And now, to me anyway, and we'll talk to Brian Bulaga coming up, to me, this is good news if you're a Packers fan. I understand there are those that think the old number 12 is washed, but J.J. McCarthy, as did Jordan Love, had his share of growing pains or will have them, as Jordan Love did, as a first-time starter. And that's good news for the Packers. Now, I think Kevin O'Connell is a really good coach, and I'm sure he'll do a great job of getting J.J. McCarthy prepared. But they're going to have some tough times with some really good weapons. And if they had Aaron Rodgers, I feel like they'd be able to be a little more productive a little more quickly with those great weapons and a guy as good as him. We will talk to Brian Bulaga coming up. He is the doctor of football, as he has been coined during his 2 days a week with Uncle Homer on the Homer Hour on ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Beaver Dam. Right? You're big at Beaver Dam, aren't
correct.
You? Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just want to make sure. Tausch is on sabbatical, but that doesn't mean he won't tell us about Pella, which he will do next. More with Homer as our cousin sub of the day. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Mark Tauscher here for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Well, we talk a lot about the unprecedented quality and service you get from Pella, but talking to the people who work there, you can tell how much they genuinely love what they do. Pella's team is with you from start to finish. They don't disappear after the sale. Right now, take advantage of windows as low as $22 per month and doors as low as $89 per month. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends March 31st, 2025. Get started today at PellaWI.com.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Hall of Famer Steve the Homer Truin is our cousin sub of the day. Cousin subs we believe in better. Live from the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All Studios at the 3rd Street Market Hall on the Avenue in Milwaukee. The biggest news regarding the Packers, not related to Aaron Rodgers not going to the Vikings, they signed a wide receiver, Mecole Hardman, who caught the game-winning touchdown pass in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Can I interrupt?
I don't know if you've never listened to our show before.
Uh-oh.
But whoever is in that chair, I mean, usually it's in his undisclosed location. You don't have to ask to interrupt. We just...
Yeah, it's against the law to refer to this as big news. It's right up there with hiring a new equipment manager. It's impossible to express how insignificant this move is.
He caught the game-winning touchdown in a Super Bowl 25 months ago.
Correct. Okay, fine. Now,
not even 13 months ago.
Add what he did last year.
Well, he caught 12
How many yards
passes.
Receiving last year? How many yards receiving?
90.
I rest my case.
Well, he had injury problems last year.
Donald Driver. What were Donald Driver's numbers in the NFL? And would you announce a big news that they just signed Donald Driver?
Well, no, he's too busy, promoting Cousins.
Which is more important to lead with? He had 90 yards receiving last season, or 2 years ago he caught a pass in a year in which he also did very little. His last decent year was how many years ago? Four?
He has had a lot of he's had some inconsistency.
Oh, and injuries too, I believe.
And injuries, yes.
Yes.
But
okay, so what do you choose to lead with? You're a three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
It's true, yeah.
All right, what would you choose to lead with, given that you're in that significant group?
First of all, yeah.
Well, yes.
I'm just waiting for Mark Belling to win it, then it'll be justified. In 2023, with the Jets and the Chiefs, he caught a combined 15 passes for 124 yards. He has not.
That would be
had
2 years ago, right?
That would be 2023. When he had the Super Bowl touchdown catch.
Right. In 2024, he had how many yards?
He had 12 catches for 90 yards.
In the last 2 years in the NFL, he has had 214 yards receiving. Please give me a list of all the receivers in the NFL that in the last 2 years have had 214 yards receiving or more. Do you think that number is over 1,000 or 2,000?
All right. In fairness, he also had 5 catches for 62 yards and a touchdown during the playoffs in 2023. Okay, so you got to give him credit for those as well.
Yes, you do. I want you to put however you want to put it out there.
276 yards now.
Right.
Yeah. 276 yards over the last two seasons. Look, he.
And after he had that impact in the playoffs, what was the interest in the team he was with in keeping him?
Apparently nil, from what I can gather.
All right, good.
This is the kind of low-risk, high-reward potential signing that makes sense for Goody. And this, I think, is we should have all been smarter. Myself especially, far and away myself. Like, I was leading the Devontae Adams band. I still believe that I was right and Goody was wrong, but that doesn't matter.
I joined that club.
But this makes more sense. This is a guy like Devondre Campbell, like Rasul Douglas, like Keyshawn Nixon. Tausch was killing me for saying, hey, one of the things that you got to do this offseason is hit on a Zach Bond type signing where it costs you next to nothing and suddenly he turns out to be a really good player for you who helps you get where you want to go. That's what Zach Bond did for the Eagles, and then they paid him. If Mecole Hardman can give him a couple of jet sweep touchdowns and a return for a touchdown, he will more than pay for himself. But if you were waiting for sexy, if you were waiting for Devontae Adams reunion, if you were waiting for DK Metcalf, you're right. This ain't it. But again, it doesn't cost you much, and quite frankly, when someone reports the contract and only gives the number of years, because agents want that information out there if it's good news. That ain't good news. Means he got next to nothing. Maybe even NFL league minimum. Who knows?
Montana has a better chance of beating Wisconsin than Hardman has of doing anything of impact for the Packers.
I won't go there. I disagree with you.
Okay, fine.
Disagree with you. By the way, to your
and upon point what basis do you disagree? Just so I know what he has done recently that gives you the greatest level of confidence.
Well, for one, if they are going to honor Keyshawn Nixon's request and not have him be the return guy, he gives you that as well. There's value in that.
He's not going to be as good as Nixon.
And they need, and look,
they're going to be worse at that position.
Let's be honest about
this. Not to mention that
is.
It's irrelevant because you don't really return that many kids.
Not very frequently. Very fair.
Yeah. Okay.
But what this is finding a guy who's really fast to fill the void created by Watson's
Would you agree that MVS would have been a better that's enough. These are this great things. MVS would have been a better acquisition. Yes or no? I say yes easily. It's not even
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't disagree with that either, but he went to Seattle instead. And I don't know if the Packers had any interest in him either.
I just want people to put Hardman in the proper perspective so that if, in fact, he does something, they need to recognize how incredible that is. And that's the word it would be.
Well, we'll ask Brian Bulaga what he thinks of this signing. We will also ask him what he thinks of the Aaron Rodgers saga. I do see Diana Rossini, to Homer's point. The Vikings have strongly considered and will continue to monitor Aaron Rodgers as an option. But they're not ready to commit at this point in the offseason, per sources.
I just want to let everyone know that I am not a source for her, though it would seem that I might be since she just stated exactly what I did. She is also not a source for me. I have only one source. You know who my source is?
Rob Domofsky.
I will tell you. Me.
They understand this could lead to him signing elsewhere or retiring. J.J. McCarthy's spring will be key.
By the way, this with Diana, I'm very disappointed.
Oh, no.
Very disappointed.
Why?
She knows he's not retiring. Why do you put that in there? That's crap.
Because that is a tool that he may use to keep himself available while turning down the Steelers.
I don't have to continue passing that tool on to anybody. I will not be a tool for his tool. You can quote me on that.
Well, then you'll never be an insider.
I don't want to be an insider if I'm being used as a tool.
But that's part of the game. They play
it.
Play it. Yes,
no,
they do.
Then don't play it anymore. I will not.
That's how the game works.
But fine. If Aaron Rodgers uses me as a source, or I use him as a source, and it turns out he was lying, I tell the world, I was told by Aaron Rodgers to change his life. I'm only going to be used by a tool once by somebody. Then I'm going to expose them for what they are, and they can do whatever the hell they want as far as getting information. Diana Rossini doesn't need the source that she has to lie
because. She probably does, actually.
I think she...
And by the way, Aaron Rodgers has debunked a lot of things she said or tried to, and she's been proven right on just about everything.
Yes.
And he is wrong.
Right, so then why does she got to put the retiring? What is the chance of him retiring Jason Wilde?
If he wanted to,
since we're now about just making the other person we work with mad, the Hall of Fame, if you wanted to, you could be the best source in the country on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't want to be a tool. The reality is that he could say he's retiring and retire.
Yes, like Brett Favre
himself. Right, to keep himself from being on another team. And then when the Vikings call and say, hey, man, McCarthy ain't ready, would you consider unretiring to be our quarterback?
Yes. Diana Rossini should have put just what you stated instead of what she said.
I'm not going to criticize. I am not cut out for that job. I'm not going to criticize.
I'm criticizing that because people need to know there is 0% chance of him retiring. He will be playing in the NFL this season.
There's 0% chance of him permanently retiring.
Correct.
There is a better than 50% chance of him retiring with the ulterior motive of unretiring.
He will play in the NFL this season.
She never says he will not play in the NFL this season.
When you say retiring, that's what people are going to assume.
Smart people can read through that and understand it. Someone like you.
Speaking of
smart people, we need to get to Brian Bulaga.
Sorry. I talk too much. Bye.
And when Brian Bulaga joins, I'm going to say, and I'm just going to turn it over to you and Homer, because since you do that to me every
you
time
can,
I'm
if
on
you
with
choose
him,
to do that. I will accept it as my role since it is your show. 3-time Wisconsin Sportscaster of the Year.
Sports writer. I've
sports
never
writer
won sports
of the year. Sorry.
Of the year. Maybe this year.
You could
Maybe
win
that.
I don't think
group.
I don't think anybody's ever won both. Now I think I have a job.
Well, now you have a job. Congratulations. Your job is to sit there and be quiet while I tell you that Brian Bulaga joins us next with Steve the Homer True as our cousin sub of the day. Cousin subs, we believe in better. Here's Tausch telling you about UW Credit Union. Stick around.
UW Credit Union member Mark Tauscher here. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, they'll help you reach your financial goals. And if you're like me, you've always got cheddar on the mind. UW Credit Union can help with no monthly fee checking and great rates that let you keep more of your cheese. And when you're at that stage of life where you're ready to purchase a new home, UW Credit Union is your location, location, location for home loans. With UW Credit Union's local experts, a great loan at a great rate is never far from home. Join today at uwcu.org. That's uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions apply.
Brewers baseball is in the air.
It's back, and it is up, and it is gone. A walk-off homer for Vinny Capra.
Spring back into the baseball season on 100.5 ESPN, Madison's new home of the Milwaukee Brewers.
I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city.
I love this guy. And he, like me, should be nominated for sainthood for how much we put up with this old crazy codger, Uncle Homer. From a soccer field, I love it! It is our favorite retired Packers right tackle, Brian Bulaga, on Wilde and Tausch. Hey, Coach! How are things going?
It's going. It's going. Just out here, you know. My daughter's in the back of the truck. I think she's got every umbrella opened up in the back. You know, I have to occupy her at this camp. My wife's she's getting her hair done, so I got. I'm on duty today. So, trying to keep her occupied, snacks and all that. You know, just let her play in the back of the truck. Declan's out there working. So yeah, just. Living the dream.
So you're not coaching, despite your resume as a former professional athlete, a brilliant soccer viewer. I don't know about player. You're not coaching. You're just dadding.
Oh yeah, this is dadding. There's no coaching this game. I am not coaching this game. This is giving Declan the best opportunity to succeed in this game and letting someone else do it, because it would not be, it is not, it is certainly not with me coaching him in this. So yeah, he goes with someone else to help him learn in this arena. We'll put it that way.
Well, you're a smart guy. You know your lanes, and that's what makes you a good dad. All right. I'm going to do to you, or I'm going to do to Homer, what Homer does to me when you are on the Homer Hour. Homer thinks the Mecole Hardman signing, well, I'll let him explain how meaningless it is. Homer, take it away.
Brian Bulaga, future Hall of Famer for the Packers. I want people to know that Montana has a better chance of beating Wisconsin than Hardman has of doing anything of significance. For the Packers, people need to realize in the last 2 years, he has a grand total of 214 yards receiving. So if he does something, that's great. But people need to know it's unlikely the Packers have made an acquisition or announced a signing in the last 5 years of less significance than this one. And it has nothing to do with whether they need a player at that position. Do you believe my opinion is appropriate, or I've gone too far, or how would you respond?
Oh, he never goes too far. Yeah, never.
Please don't interrupt, sir. Yeah. You're acting like Homer. You said you were not talking.
I'm not. I'm out.
We talked about this Monday, Homer, and I said it. There's no one coming in to save the wide receiver room. Right, like they're not bringing anyone in to come save the room at this point. And I agree that this move doesn't do that. I'm not sure if he's being brought in to fill a special teams need, or he's being brought in to maybe bolster depth or what it may be. I'm not sure if he was injured the last few years or what his role is with Kansas City. I know I think I saw the stat that he had like 90 yards last year for KC. Mm-hmm. He wasn't really utilized at all. So I'm not too sure what he will be used for in Green Bay. so to speak. I know he's got speed. That's great. But, I mean, I don't even know the details of the contract and if he is guaranteed to even make the roster, so to speak. So I'm fine with them signing. Like, it's you know, I hope it works out great, but I'm just not totally sure if it's like a move that could even stick through training camp. Like, is where I'm kind of going with it.
And if it's possible, he could do great. He has speed. But if he does, people need to realize this will be one of the greatest acquisitions ever in the history of Goody.
Which would be the opposite of what you're saying right now.
Yeah, if it works out, then yeah.
If you hire an ant to defeat a lion head-to-head and the ant wins, you've got to say that was the greatest acquisition in the history of animal fights. But the odds of that occurring are none and none. Or slim and none.
Yeah, slim and none. Yeah, I mean, listen, if it pans out, right, and he ends up playing wide out and he has a phenomenal year, and yeah. I mean,
if he gets 300 yards receiving, I would say it's what would be, and I will defer to the three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, given what he's done the last 2 years, if he has 300 yards receiving, I will give an A to Goody for this acquisition.
Well, considering that their leading receiver this past season only had 857 yards, I would say that would be good.
What would be an A for Goody on this acquisition?
Four touchdowns, 300, four touchdowns, whether they come from a jet sweep or a return or pass catches, whatever it is. 300-ish yards from, I'll even give you yards from scrimmage.
Good.
Right? Because he's not going to be... He's going to be a gadget player for them. Brian nailed it. He is not saving the wide receiver room. He is filling the speed void created by the absence of Christian Watson tearing his ACL in a game he wasn't going to play in until Romeo Doubs was sick. And so now they had to get someone who is fast. They got someone who's fast. Now, he has not been productive. He was durable his first 3 years. Dude was a second-round pick. The Packers had him on their board, along with DK Metcalf, Deebo Samuel, Drew Lock, and Elton Jenkins. Ultimately, they picked Elton Jenkins. A couple of those guys went before they picked. Hardman and DK Metcalf went after they picked. Bottom line, this is the kind of low-risk, high-reward signing that could help them if they hit on it. Are the odds in the favor of them hitting on it? No. Brian knows this. The fact that it's not out there what the contract numbers are, tell you the contract numbers are bleh. They are cheap.
Uh-huh.
Because agents, if he got him a $10 million deal, the agent would be giving that to every media outlet on the planet. So it's probably close to minimum. Which means, as Brian pointed out, that they could cut him in training camp. If he doesn't have what they want to keep some sixth-round wide receiver instead on the 53. But it's low risk. It fills a need. He is not, as Brian so eloquently put it, saving the wide receiver room. But he is a player that, in Matt LaFleur's offense, could have some value. And I think if we view it from that perspective, as opposed to the perspective of, boy, they could have really used Davante Adams in that wide receiver room, then it's fine. And if he hits, great. Brian, I don't want to keep you for two segments today because you're at soccer camp. And Lord knows when my daughters are in the car and I'm doing radio, the last thing they want to listen to is my voice. So I want to get to Aaron Rodgers.
Let your guest determine maybe he's fine doing it.
Brian, would you like to stay for two segments today, or would you like to get back out there and enjoy the Florida sunshine?
Well, I mean, I think we end around 11. So, I mean, if we can get two segments in, I mean, it just depends.
Yeah.
Well, then we'll just do one long segment, and then we'll run long, and we'll get you out a little bit before 11, which is kind of what I would have probably
Thanks
ended up doing anyway.
Thanks for asking him actually what he preferred
to do. Very polite.
Yeah.
I Homer. You're outstanding
I'm
Homer.
I'm doing my best imitation.
You got a future.
All right.
Brian, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but you played with him, and now the latest piece of intel that we've gotten after the news that the Vikings, at least for now, are out on Aaron Rodgers. This now comes from Adam Schefter. Let me read this to you. Nothing related to Minnesota has altered Aaron Rodgers' timeline. One source monitoring Rodgers' potential decision about the 2025 season said this morning that the free agent QB still, quote, is in no rush at all. Again, if you want to read between the lines there, Brian, that tells me he ain't excited about his options being the Steelers and the Giants. And so he's going to wait and see if J.J. McCarthy sucks this spring and the Vikings change their mind and say, hey, Aaron, upon further review, like Thornton Mellon in Back to School, put your suit on, we need you. How do you view the Aaron Rodgers waiting game right now?
Yeah, I mean, it just seems as if he, like you said, isn't thrilled to death with the options that are available. And, you know, where he's at right now, I don't blame him. You know, he did the thing with the Jets. Obviously, it didn't go very smoothly. I've said it a million times, and I think a lot of people do. I mean, Minnesota is the best fit. And if that's the way Minnesota came out today and said that they're, you know, they plan to be with McCarthy and all that, and that's what they're going to at least try to start with in the spring, and that's where Aaron saw his best move to be, if that was the case, it would make sense for him to see, you know, maybe they don't like that during the spring, right? Maybe they see something different after the spring goes through, or maybe a week or two into training camp, and they're like, hey, you know, maybe we should give Aaron a call and see if he still would feel like doing it. Because, you know, I don't know how it would go in Pittsburgh. I don't know how that team will be. You know what I mean? I'm not totally sure. And we all know the Giants, there's no way he's going there. I don't see that at all. That move makes no sense to me. So uh-huh. I think that one's off the table for sure. So it's really Pittsburgh and Minnesota would be my guess if I was a betting man. And the fact that it hasn't been done with Pittsburgh yet, to me, is a sign. And to me, it shows that he's really not that excited about it.
Yeah, I think that's pretty clear. And look, it makes sense to keep your options open. He is leaving retirement on the table. But at this point, do you believe that is just a tool, a club in his bag, to leave it out there in case it gets to the point where it's the Steelers or nothing, and if he wants to play, he wants to be able to say, well, you know, I just wasn't sure if I could commit, so I had to go through my process, and now I'm ready. Like, we know the game he's playing here, right? And if you were, let me put it this way, if you were a member of the Vikings, we wouldn't dislike you. You know, we've put up with you being from Chicagoland and that you went to Iowa. But let's put you on the Vikings now. And J.J. McCarthy is struggling. And they signed Rodgers purely to be his backup. Like, hey, you're going to be the backup. What would happen in a locker room that had the future Pro Football Hall of Famer and four-time MVP while J.J. McCarthy was struggling? Would there be players talking around the cribbage table about, we gotta play Rodgers. The kid's not ready. Would that be happening?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. There's absolutely no doubt that would start happening. And why it would start happening is because Aaron would be in practice absolutely torching the Minnesota defense and the scout team. So they would be seeing what he's doing in practice, just dissecting Flores' defense in practice and doing very well in that. And then they would see McCarthy potentially, you know, if he was struggling, you know, doing what he was doing, and they'd be going, all right, like, why isn't he playing? And then that would start, the chatter would start. And then when you have wide receivers like Jefferson and Addison that potentially aren't getting the touches that they're used to getting, that starts to pick up, right? Like those wideouts want the football. They want the ball. And if they see a quarterback that's able to deal it and still deal it at a high level and he's watching, those guys start to talk a little bit. And then the pressure starts to come on the head coach about winning. And he's an offensive guy. And he knows Aaron's played in that system. And he's thrived in that system. And a lot starts to, you know, a lot of pressure starts to build. So, yeah, that would be something that would most likely happen if they did bring Aaron in just a pure backup role and it didn't go well to start, for sure. Absolutely.
Steve, do you have anything you'd like to ask Brian before we bid him farewell?
If he was advising Aaron Rodgers,
what
would he tell him to do?
Or
hold on, let me do that. If Aaron Rodgers asked you, because you're a longtime friend, you played for him, he respects your opinion, what would you tell him?
I would tell him, obviously, my first thing would be like, you know, whatever you feel is best. But if you want my true opinion, I would say hold out for Minnesota. That would be what I would say. Because I don't think, I mean, for how I feel in all of it, I mean, listen, Pittsburgh has some pieces. They have a solid defense. I get it's a historic franchise and all that, but like, I'm just not totally sure how well it would go. Like, right, like I'm just not totally sold. I mean, the team's been, you know, I mean, let's call it what it is. They've been right around 500, just above it the last how many years. I'm not sure. I mean, I get they brought in Metcalf, the wide receiver, and all. I get all that, but like, I guess I'm just not totally sold. And I get you bring him in and he does elevate as a quarterback, but like, is everything still there that, you know, you need? And I'm not totally sure. And I know at Minnesota, those pieces are there. It's a good defense. It's a good offensive line. It's a good wide receiver group. It's a good tight end. It's a good running back. It's a good play. Like, everything is there. It's an indoor stadium. It's against very familiar opponents, obviously. It's just a good fit. You look at what he would walk into, and it's very well suited for him. So like, that would be my two cents for him, would be like, let's see if that situation unfolds for you, because I think he would be able to walk in there and be successful. That's just my two cents on it.
Yeah, and by the way, DK Metcalf, uber talented, fast, built like a you-know-what, I guess brick, you know what, house. Pickens is talented too. But to either of those guys, you're going to have to go get that. You're going to have to go get your tent here in a second. Do either of those guys strike you as precision route runners that Aaron Rodgers would enjoy throwing to? No matter how talented they are, they're going to drive him up the wall, I would predict. You want to join my club?
There's a good chance there'd be a couple back shoulders that would not be completed that he may not like. We'll just put it that there'd be a couple back shoulders that he'd be expecting that they should know that wouldn't happen that he'd be a little upset about. I mean, if I had to take a guess. And listen, those guys are emotional players. We've seen it on the sideline from both of those guys. And Aaron obviously is an emotional guy too. He demands a lot about his wideouts. So I just don't know how it would play out. I just don't know. You know what I mean? Like, and it just seems, like I said, a better fit in Minnesota with what they have going on there and the team that they have.
All right, Brian, enjoy the rest of the day on dad duty. I hope Abby's hair turns out great, and thanks for stepping in. I know you're part of the rotation during the Tausch spring sabbatical, so we look forward to you joining us sometime next week. Thanks, buddy. Have a good day.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
He is the great Brian Bulaga, who we appreciate his visits every Wednesday. And, of course, you can hear him twice a week on the Homer Hour, including on Thursdays when I join the program and Homer turns the show over to me. I will continue I will turn the show over to Homer again because I have something else I want to get his opinion on. I'm guessing he'll have a pretty strong opinion on it. We'll find out what it is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Badgers.
Who would have thought after two seasons?
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
That Greg Gard would have less of a hot seat than Luke Fickell.
This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Say hey.
As always, the Brian Bulaga, we're always smarter after we talk to him. Okay. All right, Homer, I want to start here to kick off the 10 o'clock hour in a minute.
And please understand that any topic has not been discussed before because part of the deal of working with Homer is there will be no meetings. Not today, not ever. So everything he says will be the result of a topic that he has no way of knowing for sure if it's going to come up, which is the way I like it to be with my guests, and so we don't have any meetings either.
We don't. I work with Tausch. I mean, I'm not necessarily sure we needed that public service announcement.
Well, I don't know that you discuss that process with others, and I don't know what the rules are. I don't know what
we send some
what
tests.
Crap you do.
That's it.
Okay.
What crap
right.
we do. Yes,
Jesse puts in a lot of work to put a show sheet together, and Tausch derails it in the first 2 minutes every day.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
So it's actually really plug and play when you fill in for him. Like, you're the perfect cousin sub because he's unpredictable, and so are you. Okay. So here's what I would like, since we didn't have a meeting. Which, thank you for letting everyone know that we don't do any preparation.
I think they were getting suspicious. That was good to point out. Yeah.
I'm sure they really thought there were those meetings. Goody came out after the season in his response to my question. Maybe Jesse can track down the audio. Maybe it's saved somewhere that it's easy to find. His whole quote about ramp up the urgency, compete for championships. My question for you to ponder heading into the 10 o'clock hour is this. Has Goody in any way ramped up his own urgency with his approach to this offseason? We will delve into that when we kick off the 10 o'clock hour in a few minutes. Want to remind you, Gruber Law Offices, you see the logo behind Homer inside the Gruber Law Offices One Call That's All Studios. They are incredibly supportive of me and of this show, and I'm appreciative of that, but they are also the best in the business if you've been injured in an accident. Hope you never have to call them. Hope you never have to make the call. But if you do, know the number, 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666, Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All. The 10 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch with Steve the Homer True as our cousin sub of the day starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.